The same as yesterday, there's two foreigners. Foreigners practice mostly concentration. Try to calm the mind. It's good, although Thai people is the same, they mostly practice concentration. Very few who practice into inside development. Sometimes hundreds of people sit and meditate, some calm, some concentrated, but none of them practice insight development. That's sad. Like in foreigners, they organize courses, and very expensive courses. Most of those practice concentration or yoga. Very few who knows about insight meditation. It's the same in Thailand in the past. When Long Pa practice with Long Pu Dun, after I understand how to practice, I visit many temples to see different temples, which or how they practice meditation. In those forest monks, I visit many of them. Some of those temples, the master are very old, so they cannot teach a lot. Long Pu Cha, Long Pu Khao, and Long Pu Wan. At that time, they are quite old already. So I visit most of these forest temples, like Long Pu Lui and Long Pu Cha. I visit many of them. Long Pu Sim, Long Pu Thet. Each of those temples gather a lot of people. The same here, like we have a lot of people. At that time, a lot of, sometimes hundreds of people meditate. And I observe how they meditate. Most of them just practice calmness. They chant Buddha, Buddha to be calm. And the master then didn't teach any advanced topic. For me, when I teach inside meditation, some master told me that this is too difficult for lay persons. It's already difficult to practice morality. How could they practice advanced meditation? So that's why he only teach laymen to meditate in concentration. But they cannot concentrate very well. They can visit temples for a short while and then return to the world life, which is very busy. Lately, even for monks, monks' life aren't very calm. Monks' life, sometimes they use mobile phone or television. Now there's a line. I don't know what Long Ta Bua will call them. If monks engage themselves in this social media, how could they calm down? That's why I forbid monks here to use social media. See, there are a few senior monks have left the temple. So if you want to start with concentration, it's quite hard to start because it's by nature that lay life is busy. When I was a child, I practiced meditation for a long time, for 22 years, but it didn't progress beyond concentration. I didn't know about wisdom development until I visited Long Bu Dun in 1982. He taught me to observe my own mind. I was used to calmness practice. When I observe the mind, I observe it to be calm. I observe the mind that is a knower, a concentrated knower, and keep it like that in that state. When I submit my homework or my practice, every 3 months I submit it. Long Pu responded that it's wrong practice. You interfere with the mind. The mind is by nature thinking and fabricating. You need to see it work by its own nature. It's difficult to learn. He didn't explain in detail. There's one monk who told me that in this forest tradition that the master teach very little. Like in the first year, one master taught only Puto, and then the second year told teacher, keep knowing in the second year. For us, it's very hard. We want more details on how to practice. Long Pu Dun taught very briefly that I was interfering with the mind, interfere it to be calm. If we ask whether those calm mind is up for the wholesome type, yes, it is a wholesome type, but wholesome mind are classified into two subtypes. One is associated with wisdom, and one is dissociated with wisdom. So those knowing mind are sometimes just disassociated, not associated with wisdom. Wholesome mind that is accompanied by wisdom need to see the three characteristics. And how can we practice it so that it has wisdom? So we need to train the mind, train the perception to perceive it in this way of impermanent suffering and non-self. This perception, is necessary. It can lead to wisdom later. There are two types of perception. There's a wrong perception and right perception. The wrong perception is that we perceive things to be beautiful, where, for example, our body is not actually beautiful. It's foul, but we perceive it to be beautiful. That's a wrong perception. In the case of impermanence, we perceive or we think that we will live a long time or we live forever, but actually this body is impermanent. The body and mind is actually suffering a lot, but we perceive it to be just happiness. We try to find happiness in the body and mind. This reality of suffering in the body and mind is not the painful feeling, but it's actually the deeper idea of suffering. For example, if we try to comfort this body with expensive chair, no matter how we treat it well, it cannot escape suffering. Or we try to practice the mind to be calm. The mind cannot always be calm all the time. But the mind is always being influenced by changing. So the mind, when the fact that the mind need to change by different factors, that's what we call the suffering in the mind. So right and wrong perception in reality it is not beautiful, we perceive it beautiful, that's wrong perception. In fact, it's impermanent and we perceive to be permanent, that's wrong perception. In reality, it's suffering, we perceive it to be happiness, that's wrong perception. When in reality, it's non-self, what we perceive it to be ourself, that's wrong perception too. If we try to train it to be under our control, this is a wrong perception. We try to make it under our control. This wrong perception will sometimes be a link to wrong thought too. From wrong perception lead to wrong thought. From wrong thought or wrong view. Yeah. From wrong view, it leads to wrong action. So in our practice, we try to train ourselves to perceive it correctly, right perception. When we perceive it correctly, we will view it correctly and think it correctly. So we will obtain right view. Eventually we want right view so that we can eliminate wrong view. Some masters said that when you practice a lot, you doesn't gain anything or lose anything. You only gain right view and you lose your wrong view. If you can know it rightly, correctly, and see it correctly, you will be disenchanted and then be liberated. So you'll be liberated when your wisdom mature. Your wisdom can mature only when your morality is mature too. When you practice enough morality, then you will practice mindfulness to see this body and mind as they are. If you practice in a certain way, like keep always know all the time, that's not correct practice. If someone said that I teach that you must be knowing all the time, that's not what I really teach. When you become a knower, that's just an initial phase. After you can become a knower, you need to practice further inside development. You need to see the aggregate, the body and mind parts separate themselves out. If your mind only become a knower and stay just in the that knowing state without further wisdom development, you need to help it. You can help it by try to lead your thinking in a certain way, to think that this body is impermanent, suffering and non-self. We train it by lead the thought in a certain direction. You can lead the thought as a trick to start. Some misunderstand that this kind of thinking is real insight, but that's not actually real insight. It's just how a trick that we try to lead the mind to go in a certain direction. If we lead the thought in that direction, afterward the mind can see in that direction by itself. That seeing is insight. The first master who taught me this is Long Pa Put. Long Pa Put is a Maha, which means he has accomplished in the scriptural study. Some people look down on Long Pa Put that he's only scriptural study, but actually he's very capable. So in that ceremony, when someone invited him, he go into deep concentration for the whole night until the morning. When he returned out from concentration, some people are crying, "Oh, Long Pa Put is already dead." Was not actually dead. He's very keen, very capable, both in concentration and wisdom. He taught many good technique, good teaching. Some of what I'm teaching now come from Long Pa Put. His teaching fit with the mindset of a city dweller. He taught that this thinking and consideration are just to lead the way to see the three characteristics. So by lead the way on navigate, it send our mind, train our mind to see in a certain aspect. For someone who practice concentration a lot, our mind will be very calm, very happy, very stable. Those concentrated mind, you in that state, you need a certain practice fit for. Can you still hear it? Okay, good. So after you go back, come back from concentration, don't just let the mind become. You need to let it work on wisdom by thinking and considering things in the way of three characteristics. You can teach it that it is impermanent, suffering, non-self, and later it will see automatically. Then it can see that this body is impermanent, suffering, and non-self. And later it can see the mind, that the mind also is impermanent, suffering, and non-self. Eventually it see that everything, all the five aggregates, are impermanent, suffering, and non-self. If you can see only the body is impermanent and suffering and non-self, that's not enough. You need to see both the body and mind that have these three characteristics. Sometimes if you practice, deepen, it can see deeper beyond impermanent, suffering, and non-self. It can see that this mind itself is deeply is the suffering, the truth of suffering. There are different levels of suffering. In a certain level, we call it suffering feeling, which is a painful feeling, painful of the body or painful of the mind. Suffering at another level is the three characteristic level, that is by nature of this conditioned thing, that they are oppressed, they are influenced by factors that so that it must change. It's called the suffering at the characteristic level. At the deepest level, we call it the truth of suffering. It's within the Four Noble Truths. It say conclusively that all the five aggregates are suffering. If you can see to this deepest level, you will be liberated from all suffering. To see at this truth of suffering level, we will see this truth of suffering in sometimes in three ways of the three characteristics. Even if we say it's a truth of suffering, we can see it in that is impermanent, that is suffering, that is non-self. So we start by perceiving correctly. We perceive the body is not beautiful, it's not permanent, it's not happiness, it's not ourselves. So this body now, our body is always changing and shifting. We move, we flutter. We cannot sit still because our body are oppressed by suffering, by its factors. So we need to change our posture all the time. Sometimes it's a major posture like walking and sleeping. Sometimes just minor posture like moving your hand. So why we move? Why we move our body? We move because to help it with our suffering. If we observe this body correctly, we will see that there's always suffering arise in our body. He gave an example, a simile of a dog. A dog's always chasing its prey. In the old time, a hunter will bring a dog. That dog will follow the prey and chase the prey. And it jump and bite the prey. Those animals, those prey that is chased and barked by the dog. The simile is the same, that like our body is always chased by suffering. When we try to escape suffering, suffering will come follow us and bite us. In our forest here, my temple here, there's a squirrel. This squirrel, it will run a bit and then turn back to see, is there any enemy? When it stops to look for enemy, sometimes it just got bitten. You cannot stop, you need to run all the time. When we observe our body, you will see that the body is oppressed, is always oppressed by suffering. So we can train our perception to see that this body is suffering. Sometimes this body breathes in, sometimes it breathes out. Or we can train it to see the body as not ourselves. Try nodding your head. When you nod your head, you will see, can observe that, oh, this is just the body nodding. There's no me that is nodding. So that's how we practice to see, to perceive that this body is not us. Or we can see that this body has its input and output all the time. The material input from food or from breathing. The in-breath is the input to the body, the material input. If we stop this input and output into and out of the body, this body cannot sustain. This body is like something that belongs to the world, that we borrow from the world, and eventually we need to return this body to the world. Sometimes we borrow it for a long time, like 30 years or 40 years. We can see that it is in either three perspectives, like that is in permanent suffering and non-self. If we practice only to make the mind a knower, that's not enough. We need to practice further from the knower to develop wisdom by seeing into the three characteristics. Eventually, the practice is not intentional. It will be automatic. You can see that it's impermanent automatically. See that it's not ourselves automatically. Some people try to fight fault with Buddhism, say that Buddhism is pessimistic, only only sitting in the suffering way. That's just an unfair judgment for Buddhism. Buddhism also teach the way to eventual happiness. The happiness of Nibbana is the highest bliss. If you practice correctly, you can reach true happiness in the end. So Buddhism is not pessimistic. One time, Nungpu Suwat told me that, I now reached an ultimate happiness. I cannot believe that this level of happiness really exists. He said that he obtained great happiness for 1 year. After that, the mind reached equanimity. It's unimaginable happiness. It's happy, almost dying happy. At that time, his body is disabled because from the car accident, he need to sit on a wheelchair. If we were in his same situation, we will only feel suffering. But for Longpu, he only feel great happiness from the result of his practice. It's a great happiness. It's dying happiness. So in the scripture called the problems of Milinda, is it true the king asked, is it true that an arahan, the enlightened one, will die if the enlightened one is not a monk? If an enlightened one is a layman, he will die. So the king asked, this enlightenment is poisonous because it makes people die. So the Nakasen answered that it's not the fault of enlightenment, it's the fault of the lay person life. It's like a great happiness cannot be contained in this lay person body. That's why he will pass away. So meditation is not pessimism. Pessimism is see that everything is suffering, there's no way out. But Buddhism say that these things are suffering, but there is a way out to end this suffering. After the suffering end, you will find happiness. When you let go of this suffering, you will reach the happiness of Nibbana. In our lay life, we don't know the happiness of Nibbana. We only know the brief happiness of world life. But Nibbana is the ultimate happiness, because it's a happiness that is constant, that is never changing. Worldly happiness is always changing, always too short. The Buddha doesn't teach us to see suffering as a pessimism, but only that we see suffering according to the rarity. And he also teach how to end this suffering. So it's not pessimism, it's seeing the world as it really is. when your wisdom grow enough, you will discard and return the burden of suffering back to the world. If, when you return the burden back, you will reach the great happiness of Nirvana. Sometimes your tear fall down from happiness. So it's not pessimism, it's seeing according to reality. And there's a reward at the end. No matter how trouble arise in the world, we can be in constant happiness unperturbed by the worldly suffering. So keep practicing. You start your practice from seeing your body, and then you can also practice from seeing your mind. You practice by seeing the three characteristics. You see all kind of feeling come and goes. Happiness or suffering always come and go. Or how your mind move, how your mind function. Sometimes your mind go attend or see or hear. Sometimes your mind change into certain direction. Sometimes it think about what Lung Po is teaching. Sometimes it think about something else totally, like return to the world. Yeah. Who think of the world doesn't think about Lung Po's teaching now. So many people raise their hand. So in conclusion, we don't practice so that the mind is constant. We don't practice it to be happiness. We actually practice it to see the truth that the mind is impermanent, is suffering, is non-self. This mind is not ours, not us. Those who cannot practice deep meditation, deep concentration, they need to practice by observing the mind. It's easier for just us people who cannot reach deep concentration. Like 30 years ago, Lung Po Dun predicted that this mind watching or mind observing will be popular in the cities, will be popular in town. At that time, 30 years ago, I couldn't believe how could it be possible that people will practice mind watching. But now I can understand now why this mind watching is popular. Because this is a proper practice. This contemplation of the mind is fitting for people of analytical type. We are analytical. We are of lots of idea. We have lots of idea. So for those people who have lots of idea, they fit the practice that fit them is the mind watching. So contemplation of the mind is a good practice for most people nowadays. When we observe the mind enough, you will see that the mind is impermanent, that it is suffering, that it is not under control. Today, for Thailand, there are more people in town, in the urban area, than in the suburb, in the countryside. There's less people in the countryside. And even people who are farmers now have the mindset of the town people as well. Farmers nowadays are more like businessmen. The farmer hire the worker to sow seeds and then plow the field and then put in fertilizer and then spray the insecticide. So he adds water and remove water, but those are mostly hiring someone else to work on the field. This farmer doesn't work themselves anymore. So they pay a lot to hire people. That's why they are growing poorer and poorer, because they need to pay wages to hire people to work on their field. So the lifestyle nowadays more of the industrial mindset. It's no longer agricultural era, agricultural mindset. They don't live their life in nature like the past. So nowadays, when there are a lot of the Tao mindset, the meditation practice of mind watching or contemplation of the mind is become popular. They cannot practice in the old way of practicing concentration, try to calm the mind. It's difficult. What noise is it? It's a human noise. We cannot tell easily who's laughing. See, it's the body laughs by itself, the mind laughs by itself. So keep observing. Be aware of the body and mind. See it in the perspective of the three characteristic. Eventually, we will reach the happiness of liberation. Liberation of freedom. There's no true freedom in the world. There's always oppression. There's always exploitation. True freedom can be reached only internally through our meditation. So this quite enough. When you practice, when you observe, you tumble down, you go sunk inside, you didn't stay as an external observer. You are deceived to think about what you are seeing.
So
When I see things, sometimes it feels bright, and sometimes it's not bright. We don't practice to get brightness. Are you curious? Yeah, you see that you are curious. I've been curious for a long time. Whether it's bright or dark, whether it's calm or busy, whether it's peaceful or refined or gross. When we give value, that one thing is good and the other thing is bad. If you struggle from away from bad thing and struggle, strive for good thing, you cannot be peaceful. You cannot be calm. Do you see a gecko in your room? That's one gecko. I will go home today. I teach through the morning. I have taught a lot. That's one homework. You're the type of busy mind and thinking a lot. Don't believe you're thinking. Only believe your feeling. Feel what arises in your mind, in your body. Be an observer and see the feeling come and go. Don't follow your thought. That's a technical term of the devil of fabrication. If you can practice good and in your home better than in the temple, it's impossible. I teach you through the morning. Practice what I teach. If you want to let go, you cannot let go, because your wanting is the cause of suffering. The more you want, the more you suffer. If you let go by itself at the right time, after you practice enough, you only observe that it will suffer by itself, it busy by itself, it's sad by itself. Keep observing, keep practicing. Remember that all kinds of sufferings, those sufferings are impermanent as well. Every problem in our life come and go as well. It depends on our action. Try to pacify yourself, to think calmly, and then use your reason to solve your problems. If your mind is busy, you cannot decide correctly. If you decide with bias, like someone buying and selling stock. If they are under the influence of greed, and they will make bad decisions, so they will lose profit. You your practice is okay. Can you see that your mind and body are separated out? You cannot separate all the time. You only see that they are separate occasionally. And then you can see that your body is not just ourself. And one day, all kind of suffering will become more and more distant. You're better today. See that your mind now you're holding, you're focusing now. Don't try to control it. คุณพ่อขอบคุณครับที่ว่าได้มาอยู่ที่นี่ได้ปฏิบัติครับ It's good to be thankful. It's good to be thankful because you practice very good. ก็เขาเห็นว่าเขาทำอะไรไม่ได้เลยเขาก็เลยพยายามดูว่าเขาก็เลยรีแลกซ์แล้วก็เห็นว่าบางทีมันก็ไปคอนไปบังคับอะไรได้ของมันเอง You see that even the control it control by itself it work on its own You learn that it work on its own And one day you understand that even your mind is not yourselfYou cannot find yourself anywhere. When there is yourself anywhere, there will not be any your suffering. Suffering arises because there is you who suffer. Now it's a little tight. Okay, another one. Yesterday you a lot of busy, but now you are become better.Yeah, it's good that you don't have question. Do you observe that your mind changed from yesterday to today?
Yes, I have
a pain in my back, and I have spiders in my room. That's actually more harmful. ก็เขามีหลังที่เจ็บแล้วก็มีแมงมุมในห้องก็ช่วยให้เขามีสติมากขึ้นYeah, you both practice much better today. Now both of you come to balance. You don't need to talk a lot to submit homework. Just say briefly. Sometimes try to relate an old story, like 30 years of story. You cannot help that it doesn't sleep. If you cannot sleep, you can eat, you can have some drug. When there's a problem, your mind will cannot let go of the problem. But now you're better. Your mind can observe it occasionally. It can help itself a bit sometime. You shouldn't expect that our problem will go away. Problem will eventually go away, although not as quickly as we want. When we want things to go away quickly, you will suffer. You cannot help that the mind wants it that way. Your mind is not yourself. Every time you undergo suffering, you will grow up. Who has never faced any problem in life, they cannot grow. They will be a child for the whole life. Let me see your face. Is your mind busy? Still busy? When it's busy, you notice that it's busy. You practice getting better. Yes, the feeling of self is in your thought. There's nowhere that the self stay. You're not focusing a lot. Not focusing a lot. That's not your problem. Your mind is now changing. You practice is better. Keep practicing the same way. We have your discipline to practice constantly. When you practice for a while, you will see that there's no real refugee. There's nothing we can depend on. Our phenomena or meditation, we cannot depend on them. You will only reach true dependent, true refugee when you reach the stream entry. That time you will have the triple gem as your refugee. For us, if we say that we take Buddha, the Dhamma and Sangha as refugee, that's just our words, not the real refugee yet, until you reach stream entry. It's the same time I meet you. It's the first time I meet you. Same to you. You meet me the first time. What you're practicing is good. You're improving. Can you observe that your aggregate separate out? Do you notice that the one who's holding the mic, the body holding the microphone, is the moving part and the mind is the observing part? You see the body is moving, working. It's not us. This is called aggregate separating out. The voice is trembling. You cannot help. Even happiness and suffering, a good or bad mind, come and goes. It can come and it can go. It's not long. Now keep observing the body frequently. See that the body works on its own. It's not ourselves. Your practice is good. You cannot depend on me. You need to depend on yourself. Keep listening to the CD and keep watching your body and mind. You're happy that it's your turn. Number
44.
Do you see that it's not stiff as before? It's more relaxed now. It's more natural and normal mind. This normal mind, we see that the body is moving. You see that the mind is changing. Sometimes the mind is good, sometimes it's bad. Keep observe everything with a relaxed mind. Later your habit will change when you see that everything is not under control. You keep practice like I say, and then later you eventually you will stop rebirth. When you learn more and more until your wisdom mature, until you see that nothing is constant, nothing lasts, every good or bad thing are the same, that it's always come and go, not under our control, under oppression, rise and fall. Afterward, it will reach neutrality, equanimity. When your mind become neutral, you won't struggle to rebirth. If your mind is neutral, eventually you will not go to reborn again. There's no rebirth in this life already. The rebirth of the sense of yourself. See, you are overcome by your feeling. That
ก็ภาวนาที่สนามบินก็ภาวนาทุกวันทุกวันแล้วก็
ช่วง 2-3 อาทิตย์ที่ผ่านมาเวลาเข้าที่หลวงพ่อ
Your meditation improve. I told you last time that you need to see the feeling of self. When you see through it, your pride is lower, and your practice improve.Keep practicing the same thing. Today, everyone submitting good homework. Number 24.It's good that you see your illusion of self-projection, self-image. If you watch, there's no stress. But if you want to watch, there's stress. If you see as it is, there will be stress. There won't be. If you see as it is, there's no stress.But you want to see it in a certain way, you will be. You are too serious. Observe it just in a playful way. Observe it frequently. Let it be good or let it be bad. Let it be as it is. Is it bright or dark? It's fine. Every type of phenomena are equal in the sense that they all come and go.This type of frequency like a wave. We cannot change it. We don't practice to make things go away. We only practice to see things as they are. You will observe that things rotate, circle into a certain cycle.The eye see image, the ear hear sounds, the mind think of ideas. It's always changing, it's vibrating. Your mistake is that you are not neutral. You are reactive. It's good that you see.As I always say that no matter what the mind is doing, if you see it as they are, that's correct. It practices a lot of wisdom. It's okay if it's not going away. It just notices this phenomena.At this point, when you come to observe some delicate, refined phenomena that is always vibrating and changing very fast, you feel very tired. You need to have a place of rest. You need to practice concentration. You can just chant mantra or praying to the Buddha.That's fine. Keep this chanting, praying to have a place of rest. When you have enough rest, you can then continue observing the change and vibration in this mind. If you keep practicing continuously for a long time, you will, your mind will be weakened. You will have insufficient strength to practice further.
ดูแบบว่าไม่ได้
No, you cannot keep chasing it furiously. You fight with wisdom. Your part is too dry concentration or calmness is like the moisture or the water to keep the mind softened. Now your mind is too hard, too dry. You can praying, chanting. Now the last one. I have one grandchildren who studied medicine, doctor. At that time, a little girl said that this focusing is actually a kind of losing your mind about a delusion, that you a certain kind of delusion as well. Sometimes your mind let go once in a while. So you see an example that how the mind can let go of things. This phenomena of pride is something ugly. You cannot stop it. It's good that you observe. Good that you observe these pretensions. If your mind cannot be neutral to those things, you will suffer until you understand that you cannot control them. Is your parents, your mom and dad, do they want to practice? Don't try to make them practice. Yes. See the body normally, that the body is sitting, that the body is sleeping. See, the mind, as it is naturally, that the mind is worried, that the mind is angry. Don't worry about separating the aggregates. They will separate. They can separate later. Okay, you can go home.